This is CliffCentral.com.
Put me on. Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast. The last for the year. What time does this thing start, Eric?
It starts just now.
Okay, excellent.
Was it loud enough? Because
I don't know.
I have no ears.
You know what's nice? Eric hasn't been here for a while. And he just shouted into the microphone.
Yeah, I just shouted.
Which one are you?
Talk about life. I'm kidding.
Yes, you are.
That's
okay,
me,
cool.
Yeah.
And then you.
Cool.
And you. All right. Ryan, say something nice.
Something nice.
Excellent.
Doing that the whole year.
You've been doing stuff the whole year. You know what's weird is we haven't been here for a while. And it kind of like it's like driving a rental. You don't know where the indicators are and where the thing is, and it's just weird.
Dave, you never know where any of those things are.
I just feel weird. I'm watching this thing.
Hundreds of episodes. Hundreds of episodes. Still doesn't know how to work the.
How many have we done?
150. I'm just kidding.
We keep saying that, but we may have done more.
But anyway, it feels so nice to have Eric here. It felt like a reunion tour.
Yeah, man, I'm back.
No, what
not really
you
back.
Eric, we're gonna catch up.
I've been busy. We gotta catch up on the whole year. We don't.
Are
just
you
catch
standing
up on
for
one
the
day.
Thing?
Yeah, I'll stand, man.
I don't usually stand. Yeah.
Actually, I don't even have to stand. Okay, I can sit because I've got this ability to stretch things, and I'm tall. So
right, cool. So let's start.
Catch this.
Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready up there in the land of putty?
Okay, I don't know where you're looking to.
I don't know, I'm looking at the clock because it's 9:03.
It's 3, yeah. It's
punctual as per usual.
Yeah, shut the fuck up and let's do this. What time does this thing start, Eric?
Just now.
Okay, welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast, a place where you can find out about South African comedy, South African comedians, gigs in the land, and then also sometimes we interview some people that have nothing to do with comedy.
Yeah.
But they may be funny.
They may be funny. We don't know yet. You never know.
They might just look funny.
Really?
These ladies are ticking some boxes.
You looked at these ladies and you thought, I'm going to say they look funny. Eric, that was your first
I
thought.
Was looking at you.
No, you weren't looking at me.
Oh.
I do. I do look funny.
So here's a weird story. I was doing a gig yesterday. Not doing a gig. I was selling beer. And they asked me to do comedy. And I said, no. You must pay. You know what I mean? I felt like a professional. You want to do an end of year function? Want me to do comedy? I'm like, no.
But that's like, oh, I'm a comedian. Oh, tell a joke. So this is just on a bigger scale.
No, but it's at a corporate event. Why must you do comedy? They haven't paid me. You know what I mean?
That's so
nice. We didn't pay you guys to come here, by the way. My credit card won't
work. If you're good at something, do it for free. No, girl.
No, don't do it for free.
Okay.
If you're good at it, don't do it.
And we're all dressing up today. You in the tennis gear. Was there a reason for that?
Yes, it's our year-end function at work.
Can I just say that you've had a year-end function already?
No, we haven't. We have lots of parties, Dave. We go over this.
What was the last
year? I work at an agency.
What was the Halloween thing? Was it Halloween?
That was Halloween, Dave. I don't want to point out the obvious, but the last...
Oh. Right. Have you been missing your therapy sessions? Because you're angry.
I have, but the medical aid's going to pay soon.
You know what? You can check if he's missed his therapy. He's like, got anger.
No.
Just give him a hug.
All of that.
He's going to take his pink pills.
No, I didn't.
Okay, now, there are voices you can hear in the background. We'll start from Lizia.
We can start from Rochelle.
Say hello.
Hi, guys. I'm Rochelle.
Rochelle, you guys look fabulous, man. You got your leathers on. And
they're definitely a squad. They're a squad.
You know what? I'm
seeing squad goals.
I'm seeing the word none, but I'm guessing none of you.
Or nuns.
Or
nuns.
None of you.
Have you ever been nowhere? Like, maybe you drove past a convent.
Looks may be deceiving.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's like he's a tennis player.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hasn't seen a racket a day in his life.
We found out Eric is a biker. I could be a tennis player.
Eric's a biker?
I'm a biker. No, I'm not a biker.
You
see how they looked at me? I didn't even make eye contact because I knew they were like, this is,
this is so cool though, because it's an all ladies biking club.
That's right.
With the same rules as what Crusaders would have. You've got a general and a captain and a chairman or
no,
not?
No.
Chairperson?
Okay, so not that.
You don't have the same order.
We're a riding club, so we don't have to have a president, a vice president, sergeant at
and
arms.
Only ladies?
Only ladies.
What would those people do? What's the function of that? A sergeant at arms keeps everyone quiet during the meetings. What is that? Collecting money, charity,
so that
keeping people in line.
Yeah.
Come closer to the thing.
So
what is your name?
My name is Rizia.
Rizia.
My riding name is Benson.
Actually, there we go.
See? Riding name.
Eric.
Yes, there we go.
Eric the Viking is now Eric the Viking.
Ah, Michelle would be proud. She'd
Michelle
be so
listening.
Proud of me.
Okay, so before we move on, Rochelle, what's your Viking name?
Yes, we need to introduce everybody.
Yeah,
skipped Lauren.
We just skipped Lauren.
Completely.
Just jumped over Lauren.
Left in the middle. I just have a feeling Lauren's in charge because she has.
Yeah, she hasn't
more
said
badges.
Anything.
No.
That's the knitting badge. What is it? Needlework.
You're gonna
Wow.
Scouts honor. Scouts honor.
How did Ryan die?
No, these
lovely
are
ladies came in
our club's badge. These are all the nuns' badges. So this was all the events that we hosted. Okay. So each event that we host, we give a badge. And these are the events that we've hosted so far.
Okay. Because it's quite cool. There's design involved. I recognize the typeface because I'm a designer. There's, I even might have a person you can speak to that does those metal badges.
Awesome.
Get you a good price.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank
you. That's my Jewish
you.
Coming out.
Connection.
Lauren.
And me agree.
Who's in charge? Who's in charge of the finances? I mean, to belong to the club, you've got to pay.
Yeah.
So
I
that's why I knew you were in charge.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't discriminate in terms of a girl arriving on a smaller bike or something? There's not anything? Or do you sort of promote safety? A bigger bike is kind of safer than if I arrived on my Vespa.
No. A bigger bike safer?
Is it?
Really? No,
it's faster, well,
a bike is a bike.
Faster,
yeah. A bike
we
is a bike.
Watch Biking Fails after this. When the mom gets on the bike and she's like, What do I do? And the son goes, no, you just let that go and you push that there and you swat in the wall.
Whiskey throttle, just all the way into the wall.
No, no. So no, you say, don't discriminate to a girl who wants to join you and she's like, I'm into the vibe and I want to, so you'll
train? No, we don't.
Train?
If she's got a scooter, is a scooter fine? Okay, no scooter.
Check Lauren's face.
You can't see Lauren's face. You can't see Lauren's face. There's no negotiation on that. Scooters not welcome.
You have to start somewhere. So if you do have a scooter and you're in the train, you're training and you're learning, you're obviously going to get a bigger bike. We all ride super bikes.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
So we did have a lady that had a cruiser, but hers got stolen, and then she bought a super
bike. It's in Angola like my one.
Yeah, probably.
So let's just get that straight as well. Like, what is a super bike? What constitutes a super bike and what's a cruiser? I mean, obviously we know like cruisers are your Harley Davidson, lower suspension, whatever it is, and then a superbike is over a certain amount of CCs or not?
No, you have your cruiser that's also the same CCs as well. It's just superbikes are faster.
Okay.
It's for speed.
Get you into trouble and out of trouble faster.
Yes.
Cruisers are more for cruising and for looking
that's
good.
My vibe.
So who's the better? Who's the better rider out of you three? Let's see that debate.
I think Benson.
Yeah.
Check, I know your name now. What was it? Rochelle, what is it? What are you called?
For me, yeah. I'm called Miga.
Now, you see, we can say that on the radio because that's your name.
Yeah.
But don't do
it. I'm not going to say it.
Don't do it. Right.
I'm going to err on the side.
Is it spelled the traditional way? It's like a silent F or something. obviously, you got that name for a reason. And in the club, it's kind of acceptable to use the name.
The biking, yeah. There's nobody. Biking it is, although I use it at work as well.
So. I think it's kind of weird. You know, once the nickname starts, if I've met people at my house, like, you go, why did you call him that? That's derogatory. I'm like, we always call him that. Mm. Now it's 2018, which I think is the year of sensitivity, where we've gone, you can't say that to someone. Like yesterday, I said to an Indian guy, I said, have you seen Slumdog Millionaire? Because he's from Mumbai. He's like, that's derogatory. So I said, well, that's the only movie I know. What was I saying? Do you know The Lone Ranger?
A movie from like 7 years ago. It seems kind of racist.
Walk Texas Ranger.
Have you seen any movie where they have a shop in it?
No, it's not bad. He said that's derogatory. And I was like, the whole day I was like, what did I say wrong? Anyway, so I'm going to call you Rochelle, if you don't mind.
No, a lot of white people feel very offended if they say nigger.
No, but if I'm in the...
Listen, we want to get the chance to say the words.
Say it.
We can't say it with Eric because he's kind of whiter than us.
I can say it.
Can you say Eric?
I'm allowed to say
it. Do you have a certificate? Did we not have this conversation earlier in the year where I'm like, I have a certain amount that I'm allowed to say per day? I think I have five or six I'm allowed to say. I said it twice.
Also, I think if you say it in a fun way, like yours is like past the salt.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, nigga, no, pass it. Like,
yeah, it's not fine.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Somebody price me
not putting a shuffle or anything.
Wait, Benson wants to speak. Your name's embroidered on your thing there.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, the other one says Benson. The other thing.
Yeah.
Okay, then, last lady, I knew it.
Love.
Could you not maybe take out one of the G's and apostrophe the E?
No, why?
Oh, shit, it's right on the top. That is so fucking.
What is your nickname?
Say it.
Ryan?
Huh?
What's your nickname?
What
we're going to do. We're going to say it at
9:58.
We're going to shout into the microphone.
Everyone would have forgotten I said it by next year, so that's cool.
Really?
No, I don't remember.
I have. You know what? This is digital. It's for the court case.
There's
the...
Like, I was just going to say...
Your Honor, at 9:57, Ryan...
On Friday, the 14th of December...
James.
Ryan James
Holiday decided it would be a fun idea to just...
For the purposes of the court, Ryan James said the word
And Your Honor, if I may, I will quote
him. Defending.
I will quote this man. What he said was, "Enjoy the rest of your year, niggas." Unquote.
I really want to say that. I think it'd be so much cooler.
He didn't make.
Wait,
it
Bessie, you were saying some proper. Plural. There was something coming. You were in like a inflammation mood.
Yes, inflammation. Yes. I just had a moment. So with regards to your riding name, it's not a name that you choose when you belong to a biker club. It's actually a name that you get blessed with.
I see.
But please explain
how you got your name. Tell them how you got the name Benson.
I'm old, so Benson, I used to watch Benson. It was the funniest show.
So this is the funny part. Okay. There's irony in it. I was not aware of Benson. I decided myself and my cousin, and before I met the nuns as well, that when I am extremely, extremely wealthy one day, I'd love to have a butler. Oh. I'm going to take him to
a butler. I would love to have a butler.
This is a conversation you had around the bra or something. And they're interviewing you to become part of the team, of the club.
No, we were actually in Soweto. We were at another day job.
Okay.
Do you know where it was Soweto on youth day.
Do you know where Soweto is?
Well,
Soweto?
You know, I went to I was a global citizen.
No, also, awesome.
I had a lekker night. I stole four phones. I didn't go to the show.
Your
I was
Honor,
outside the engine there just making sure.
So Your Honor, if you look at the case right here, after he said the N-word, at exactly 13 minutes past 9.
I wrecked in phones, man. I was stealing phones. I had a better club on. Nobody knew who I was.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ben's
identity.
So Ben's.
You had your Instagram, you had the thing then, you're just making conversation.
Yeah.
So someone overheard and bust you.
Yes. Nigger.
Okay.
Nice.
You're going to say it's
so,
18.
So nigger
you're
actually
gonna say 18
times.
Name. Are you fucking with us? You're just wearing that thing today. Is your real Rochelle?
Yes. That is incredible.
When your mom held you. When your mom held you.
She's like, look
born.
At this nigger.
Nigger, please.
Oh, this my nigger.
Beautiful. You got like, you got the softest nigger. Skin. You got a beauty spot. She just looked at you. And she said, aw.
My nigger.
And your dad's like, we're going to call her Rochelle.
Yeah, but as a nickname.
No, I was just like, nigger, please.
Who was your favorite character from Winnie the Pooh? Who was your favorite character from Winnie the Pooh? Tigger!
Tigger, my nigger.
Trap me.
This is entrapment. Okay, yeah, wait, so you're saying to some person, and I think it was lady overheard.
A whole butler, yeah.
So,
oh, so rich.
I decided that I wanted to get a butler. I will take him to Home Affairs if his name is
whatever.
Mark or Jacob, whatever it is.
Gilbert.
I will take, Benson. Yes. I will take him to Home Affairs, have him renamed Benson. My surname is Miller.
Uh-huh.
Benson Miller. And that's how I got
I'm
the
sure
name Benson.
I'm sure kind of that slavery, isn't it?
Kind of dark.
Change
really dark.
It employ kind of someone. Dark,
that's colonialism, isn't it?
That's what we try to do.
This is what happens with the money that we are not compensating you for land for.
Yay!
What did you think we were going to do with the money?
You didn't go to private school, did you?
I did.
Which
I did.
One?
CBC Boxworks. So I like the
knife. Obviously, went to private school. Obviously.
This is why you can't say the N-word.
I've actually worked
out. That is so precious, though.
I worked out what I'm going to call you. I've combined Rochelle and your other name.
Rega.
Oh, yeah?
Nigel.
Nigel. It works.
That's not Spanish.
My Fawkesy that I drive is a 1973, but in Germany it is called the VW Käfer.
Oh wow!
Oh, I'm looking for parts. I can't shout that across the room.
What VW is it?
Good chance.
It's a red one.
2 weeks later, Your Honor, as you can see,
this is a long ass court case. You are definitely going to jail.
We're all going to jail.
There is a car that's blocking the parking. Please move it. It's a red VW Käfer.
No. Red lights, you are on Twitter, you are hashtag. Right,
there goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood.
Miguel.
Miguel.
There we go.
So have you been a biker? When did you think, okay, hang on a minute, I want to belong to a club, but I'm not digging the tennis club, I'm not liking the fucking chess club.
Who needs
this
both?
Is what I mean. Have you always been into biking? Or the
really,
culture?
Yeah. For the past, 8 years I've been riding now. Oh. But I think when I was little, when I got into a bike, I was like, I want to do this when I'm older. Mm. Yeah, it was just like, I want to do this, but everybody's like, you're going to die in a bike, you're going to die in your sleep.
Exactly, you're going to die.
There's so many ways you can die.
It was. Look, it's about safety. We've got a guy that works here. You can see him working on his laptop there. His name is Ben Kopinski. And I don't think he has a motorbike. I think he just has a jacket and a helmet to pick up chicks. We've never seen his bike. Look, he's got the helmet and he just carries it around. Which
so
I used to
he
do.
Just
I used to walk into a bar always with the helmet, just plonk it down there. Then I got thrown out because it was at the jumping castle. There was never any. I throw my helmet down and bounce off.
I should have bought a real one. Shouldn't have bought this one at Checkers.
Boss lady, always biker?
No.
There must have been someone who influenced
my dad. My dad was a biker and used to drop me off at school on his motorbike.
That is amazing.
When I was a little girl.
Kid bags, school bags, everything.
But I mean, you get used to the way when you're lifting and you've got to lean in with the other person. You often see a new person if they go on the back. They, as you turn, they go.
It's called a pillion.
Yeah.
It's called a pillion. Is that the person, the passenger on the back? Yeah.
You got to ride with them. You got to move with them.
So that you're not unbalanced. I'd be so terrified.
Flow with them.
Terrified at the thought.
No biker in the world is going to put you on the back of the bike in that tennis outfit. It takes him down like 5 points.
Definitely not.
Can you please? I want to ask a favor. I know it's not allowed in biker clubs. Can Ryan please put your jacket on, just for a photo, for the tennis? Yeah. Do you mind? I don't know these rules.
I don't mind.
I feel like this is going to be very uncomfortable. I'm shy away from this side of your jacket.
And I like the name. Like, you must show the name.
Yeah, he has to.
Yeah, let's put that on my social media.
You've got a lot of badges that looks like bike rallies.
Look, guys.
I give money to charity.
Hold on.
Rallies, dayjol.
Do you remember them?
Yes,
what's a dayjol? Because
there's a difference. A rally is for a weekend, so it's from Friday to Sunday. And
but I mean, then you're camping,
Monday.
Tenting,
yes.
Or you're staying in chalets.
Yes.
So well, it's actually quite an outdoor life.
Well, yes, it is.
I want to join.
That is incredible.
You can't join the nuns.
You can.
You can't join the nuns.
You can't join the nuns. No, you've got to have
balls. If Caitlin can do it.
Can Caitlin join the gang?
Of the Jenna variety.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hashtag loophole. That's how you get
it. When she was going through the change.
I feel like you're going to be spending all that money on changing and then not have a bike.
You're going to be like, so can I join? I'll have a scooter.
You know what's nice? Makes for a nice story.
Does. Makes for a nice story. The time I got a sex change just to join a female biker gang. And couldn't afford a bike.
Not a gang.
It's a club.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you: do you guys murder people at all in this area? Sons of Anarchy.
Only in the league.
No, because when you hear about a biker gang and you guys are wearing black,
club,
biker
club.
Club.
Corruption.
They're backing. They're standing for my foot in my mouth.
N-word. Yeah. It's just
blah, 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 blah. No, but you guys must get that a lot, though. You know.
Yes. People do assume.
Yeah.
Not about murder, though. Not murder.
I jumped straight to the.
No, not murder.
Yeah, sure. Can I arm wrestle you?
No, why?
After the show.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Yes, Dave, you are going to get whooped. You're going to get whooped.
I feel like you're not going to be able to play golf after this.
So then, with the assumptions that people make, so you're a biker club and you do all these crazy things, and yet there's a massive charity angle and a massive safety angle and a massive female woman things. I mean, we talk about breast cancer, we talk about drives for charity, we talk about just generally 2018 being that Me Too generation, anti-rape, teaching young girls to stand up for themselves, all those things. Is that part of the deal?
Yes, it is. Yes.
So when I saw the magazine article, who was on the bike? Because it was the picture.
It
was that you?
The pink bike.
Okay, it suits you, man.
Thank you. It's no longer pink. It's now blue.
Ash?
That's my nickname. That was my nickname at high school.
Blue.
Pink blue.
Everybody was allowed to say it. No one felt weird.
No,
it was all inclusive.
Hey, Blue. Hey, man, someone called Blue. He's standing next to
Rochelle. Yeah, I'm dressed in golf. I'm dressed in golf attire. I'm normally quite gangster. You know.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Don't judge me because I look like a doctor.
Okay, yeah. I actually want to hear this. Explain what you normally.
It's what I normally look like.
Mm. Yeah.
I normally like a black t-shirt. Okay. So I can show a bit of cough.
Gun. Okay.
What is this muscle called, Ryan?
It's a cough. 100% cough. The world P32. Yeah. Okay. And then.
The P32.
The cough of the arm. Yes. Okay.
Yes, the cough of the arm.
Okay.
The trigloid.
Triceptual. Okay. And then. Bottom half.
Come, let's talk to our people. Bottom half. I wear jeans normally, but I look like a doctor today because I'm playing in a weird golf day. For my friend.
I love the song.
It's a memorial golf day.
I love
the song. That is beautiful. Cherry. I have a question, though. What size shoe are you?
Oh my gosh.
It's actually quite an interesting question.
Because it looks very long.
And I want to say...
You're going to be disappointed.
I'm not touching this.
Okay.
Not again.
I'll wait until the next topic arises.
I want to say, Benson, that your disappointment is real because I have a wide foot and not a long foot.
Oh.
And that's...
Okay.
And you know what they say about guys with wide feet? Small penises. They have small penises.
They have white socks.
I can swim.
They have white socks.
white shoes.
Wow.
White shoes
swim
and white
like
long shoes.
Swim like a champion.
Miguel, what's on my socks?
Miguel.
Cherries. Yeah. But I mean, if cherry there was bomb. Black, yeah, if there was black, you know the black of the cherry, the suit of the juice.
Maybe now we're talking. Wide feet.
Black cherries.
And blackberries, yeah. Blackberries. Swag. Sweet.
This is my trigloid.
Oh,
you're a trigloid.
No, Dave, I think
showing us your muscles.
While we
pumping those muscles in the legs.
Alright, we're losing it now.
No, one more point on Dave's body. He sat in this very chair butt naked.
Oh yes, yeah,
ago.
A couple of weeks ago.
Wow. Feel my vibes.
Did you fart in it?
Totally.
No,
I didn't.
No, because I can't feel the fart in it. That's fine.
I didn't. You know what? Really,
she's like, no, but I farted in it, so it's fine.
You never fart.
Wow.
We are seriously losing.
We never fart in wearing leather. Just want to say it because it stays
it
in there.
It just comes out.
Stays,
it?
No, it stays in there.
You like
when you get home, you take your leathers off.
No, it finds a place to. It finds an exit.
It just makes a bubble and then you have to like press it out. Like, you know when your screen starts it pops up and you just have to.
And the person riding pillion just gets it at the back of the. What the hell?
Like
it's a bad area
we're going through.
I call it an air. I call it an air biscuit.
Wow.
I was at breakfast at the hotel where my credit card didn't work. And I walked through someone's air biscuit and I was like, come on. Like,
oh,
really? Because my mouth was open.
That's the worst. When your mouth is open.
I couldn't spot who it was because you obviously have to look for someone walking away. Then I was like, it was either one of
the
two people.
Why are you walking
people.
With your mouth open, though?
I was at breakfast. I was going, wow, look at those bananas.
Dave's a little slow.
Look at those bananas.
I'm so hungry.
I'm hungry. Wow, I'm so hungry.
My aunt actually used to do that to me. She used to drop one while we were waiting in a queue. To drop one and walk
the queue
away.
Get empty.
Yeah.
Oh, and you were standing there.
So what's your aunt's nickname in the club?
Oh, my gosh.
Professor Poopy Pants.
That's a good name, actually.
Oh, no, when I was about five. I want to know about the charity angle in terms of do you go to schools? Are you welcomed at schools if you speak to the headmaster or whatever and then you organize a day? So you want just the girls in the assembly afterwards or how does it work? What is your plan for those events?
We've had different,
kind of
we've had different events.
Yeah,
we had a school that we've done a school shoebox and stationery drive for a specific school. We go out to the school, we meet the principal, we get the requirements, a list of all the shoe sizes, boy, girl, cherry socks.
White.
But now when you meet let me just say, when you meet the headmaster, you'll arrive on your bikes. The whole club will just a few people go represent. Yeah.
A few people
you
do.
Got,
do the,
have you got
the
a PowerPoint thing on your laptop?
No, we don't do all that.
It's just sitting down and having a conversation.
Introducing themselves, Lauren, N-word.
And the headmaster's like, I'm on the
true to himself. True to himself.
And
not going to say
often
it.
We get approached. We get approached to do it. If we aren't aware of it, we do get approached to assist with some form of.
So what's the recent one now? What's the last one?
The last one that our club has done was a sanitary towel run and blankets for a little girl's home.
Yeah.
How would people donate then? How would they give the stuff? Where do you get
the
stuff?
We put it out on social media,
Facebooks and things
on WhatsApp.
Okay. Yeah. There's a drop-off point or there's
yes, we collect. You can either contact one of the nuns. We will collect if it's sanitary towels or if it's donations.
Yeah.
And we go and buy.
You were involved with something like that.
Yeah, I bought hundreds of sanitary towels early on in the year. We also had a drive at work.
Okay. But now, that's a massive
because
thing because it's become a tax.
Now.
Yeah.
A tax, what do you call it? Exempt.
They dropped
is because of those
well.
Things. It's brilliant.
And there's actually a lady that came out that's made material sanitary towels that's reusable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't see when you. Even when you go into the schools, you realize, hang on a minute, they have no idea. This is a mess. So you've got to start from the beginning. You can't go, so ladies, when you're having your period, they're like, what are you talking about?
What
I just thought
it?
I was dying.
Yeah.
So you've got to start with education first. Before you even go, he has a whole bunch of sanitary towels.
Because it becomes,
it's not going to make any difference.
They teach them from primary school because what happens is if a mishap happens on a little girl, the boys would tease her. And it would become this ghastly thing. So it's education from
children
small
are
girls.
And you know what I like? Is that I'm going to find a 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 year old boy that's going to give you guys cuck. dressed like that.
Yeah, look, I mean,
are you gonna make fun of Mary now? You're like, no, man.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Nurell.
No, I think it's fantastic. Like, there is a. I'm gonna try and do for next year the bullying thing, because I've seen my kid get bullied psychologically. He's not bullied physically. There's no scar. But he'll come home and go, a kid at school said, I don't have a dad. What must I do? So I'm like, well, you show me him, I'll fuck him up. I'm going to fuck up an 8-year-old kid. I've got to empower my kid to say, no, he's got a dad. Don't worry, just relax. But this is what they do. They find the thing. So this is my security guard phoning me. I'm on probation.
My ankle breaks. Every Friday.
One of your cherry bombs exploded.
So if you bullying as well, is that a part of the thing? So because it's not just about the sanitary towels, also about the psychological issues involved with that.
We haven't done one of those though. It would be nice. I know, but there was a. Got bikers, I want to say a gang of bikers.
Oh, Ryan, you got them.
Don't make that mistake.
I'm playing golf with a gang, four of us.
There's a group of bikers in Cape Town that took a little boy to school with all their bikes and stuff, and he was never bullied.
I remember that.
So, I mean, it is there, but I mean, we've never been asked to do anything.
No, but also then who does, if you go to the school, who does the speaking? You got a microphone, you get your thing, or do you just go to assembly and just talk?
Like,
who does the talking,
rock,
Benson?
Rock, paper, scissors beforehand. Yeah.
No.
I won. Actually, Rock, Paper, Scissors, that's my biker club name.
Rock, Paper, Scissors. You can't give yourself a biker name, so stop it.
What would you call me if I'm in the club?
Well, we have to see your bad habits.
Yeah, we call you Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb.
My bad habits.
Bad habits. Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb was thick.
Wide.
Long foot.
But I like that. That's part of the fun of it is having that name that gets made up for you. Like you'll be Martina.
Yeah, it's a tennis reference. Not quite the name I wanted, but.
Is it a tennis reference?
Martina Naropa?
Hingis.
Hingis. There you go. I knew it was it. I don't like tennis. Said your phone back in 10 minutes.
Benson, you want to look like you want to speak.
Yeah, the other thing is, NUNS is actually an acronym, the name NUNS.
We were trying to find out about that.
Yes. Niggers Under No Supervision.
I'm not sure.
Why did I even come today? I can't participate in most of this.
We should have done some research and just done this podcast on
The Worst Guys Show.
Yes. Yeah, Mark and Bluey and the other guy.
Been like in the sound booth, just like, what did they say?
you know what is nice? Is you're taking away the sting of the name, firstly, because it's got to become, there mustn't be that attachment of slavery and thing. I mean, I want my kid to not know racism, and yet there's still stuff that he's asking me about. So I'm like, damn, why now? Like, there's still kids that are being taught this from their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, see how the one kid, he said, Nelson Mandela, it comes home from school, says, Dad, Nelson Mandela, did he like kill people? Did he blow up stuff? And you're like, oh, man. Because that's the dad going, yeah, man, it was a terrorist. Mm. And you're like, oh,
why is he going to be Afrikaans? Eh?
I'm telling you now. He was Afrikaans, right? Kid was not English.
Why was he not Jamaican?
Yeah, man.
Did he not make him Jamaican?
Blew up the bridge.
No, this Nelson Mandela guy.
Guy,
see? Gotta make it. Cool, yeah. I don't know what's happening.
What is the acronym, Ryan?
Please, Ryan, say it.
What is the UNS again?
Under no supervision.
Niggas under no supervision. Yeah! I feel so free.
Because I tell you what, we started a biking club. I don't have a bike. We're going to start a running club. We're called Cunns.
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 And what does it stand for?
Comedians Under No Supervision.
Well,
we travel around.
What a bunch of cunts.
Yeah. We just help at schools and teasers.
To promote you guys, each one of you will sit as a pillion on our bikes.
No, to go to Soweto for
and
a day.
Drop
it off at Soweto and leave us there.
No,
at your gigs.
Oh, yeah. I want to get a shirt as well.
Nuns and cunts.
Mine says. What does your shirt say? You ain't getting none.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time.
Mostly after your credit card.
That's weird. Yes. Okay. Nice girl sitting there, credit card runs out, and then she's gone.
You ain't getting none.
Then I can't even go home on the Uber because the Uber's like, you do not have enough funds to ride this Uber.
Oh my God.
It's 36 rand. You take cash, dog.
I got to do that.
12. Yeah, they take cash. How about Dave Levinson? Do you not know that Ubers take cash?
Yeah, 2018,
I did a technology thing the other day. I ordered an Uber for someone in Cape Town.
That is awesome.
I felt like I felt like Steve Jobs.
You felt like that dude in the Matrix, the architect.
I felt like the architect. Just numbers going down. And then you know what he did? He goes, "Let me stand by that Caltech so that Uber can see me." I'm like, "No, I found the coordinates. Stay where you are." Fucking Martin Evans. He's a cunt. So we're going to be cunts and you're going to be nuns.
Yeah.
We're going to ride on the back to our gigs. We're going to find a gig. We are going to do something together because I feel like half the time we do the most incredible guests on the show and we say, yeah, we'll see you at this place. We never do.
And then we never do.
So I got a feeling you guys are going to arrive and fetch Ryan in Benoni.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Florida. What,
Florida. West.
The West. West. Oh, we're from the East.
West Randers.
East. All three of us.
Yeah. Every time I want to do the West Rand, I do two in the pink, one in the stink. I can't actually do
that. Oof, we're going to have to draw.
Bring the pinky, bring the ring finger up and put it behind the middle, man.
But that's West then.
That's
them. East, are they West? I thought you were repping the West now, dog.
There's three fingers.
Betrayal.
There's going to be some murder up in this bitch now. I'm part of a gang. I don't fucking play.
Club. Why are you on your phone? What kind of gangster goes to his phone?
Yes, with one finger. Who does this?
Going through my emails, guys.
Index finger scrolling is the least gangster.
All right, so now let's take away the word gang. Benson, what is? Where's your next one?
You need to think of a slogan for cans.
Yes.
Because ours is because we have bad habits.
Okay, because you know.
Yeah,
have you been confronted by actual nuns going, we don't like what you're doing? Or do they actually realize what you are doing is even more outgoing than a nun would be?
When we registered our club with the word nuns, I got an email from a Catholic church.
Okay.
A Catholic church. And they kind of had a problem.
But then you explained the acronym.
We did explain to them. We
didn't. And then they had a bigger problem.
No.
The problem got bigger.
No, they were like ninjas.
It wasn't always niggas under no supervision. That came at a later stage.
I understand.
The way the club came about was we were three ladies riding, and we were riding with mostly guys, and there was a club called Convicts, and a good friend of ours belonged to the Convicts.
Mm.
And because the Convicts is associated with jailbirds,
yes, yes.
And we the ladies, and we the good girls, and then you just said, "Use are the nuns," and that name stuck with us. So the Convicts and the nuns, so the name stuck with us, and then later on, it became an acronym for niggers under no supervision.
And recruiting new ladies to join the club.
You got to kind of come there
and how many have you got in your club?
We 11 ladies, 10 on bikes, 10 on bikes, all together bike. So she's not really a nun.
She jumped the gun,
she's
yeah.
She's a hang-around.
Hang-around, that's what we call her. So Ryan would be a hang-around.
We don't recruit.
Ryan is on the show.
Generally the hang-around.
On the show, he's a hang-around.
It's kind of my niche.
He's going to do everything for us, as in wipe our helmets, get us water.
Listen, he wipes his helmet every morning.
I can cater.
You can cater.
I will cater. I'll be the chef.
He does food.
He puts together like full a smorgasbord, I think is the word.
Yeah, I do his company. Catering.
He's in charge of that. So when they have a function, he comes with those big platters with the sausage rolls and the tomato that's been chopped in.
Samosas. He clearly doesn't make samosas.
I mean, I deep fry them. I don't hand them. Like
I'm not there.
I mean, I've watched Slumdog Millionaire.
Don't say that. We see you, son.
Some dog with no hair. We see you, son. We see you.
Don't say that. It's derogatory.
Yeah, you already dead one slur today. And we let it slide. No, I'm kidding.
Ron, get in there.
Oh, for the photo?
Yeah.
Need that action photo.
Are you looking?
So how long have you...
I
want to
see what your caption
is
going
to
be on this one.
This is the first time Ryan's been seen with a nun.
With a nigger.
It's not a, it's the.
It's the.
You must be specific.
Hush your mouth.
Hush your mouth when you're thinking about me. All right, so hang on. So we need to talk about the comedy year. Do you know that in this year, 2018, there were about 15 comedians that travelled overseas and not just silently went over and did a few gigs.
Yeah.
They did some amazing things.
Ended up getting Netflix specials
So there were four comedians that went and did Netflix specials. So Riyad Musa went.
Riyad Musa, Tumi Murake, Ndumiso Lundi, and Luiso Madinga.
Yes.
Wow.
That's all of them? Is that all?
And Luiso Gola.
He's doing live at the Apollo.
Well. He did live at the Apollo as well.
Yeah, they've been doing it a long way.
Have you seen on the net? Well, not Netflix. In this country, we have Showmax.
I haven't watched the. We have our very own that was on Showmax. Hey. Let's not forget an honorable mention.
Oh, yeah, that happened this year. Oh, shit, that happened this year as well.
Oh, my God, I'm becoming so famous.
And selected by TM.
Yeah, by the main man, Trevor Noah, to do the Nationwide this year.
Oh,
that was me.
Congratulations.
Not only that, I don't want to announce what Eric's been doing, but we've had the podcast for the last few weeks and Eric hasn't arrived.
Yeah.
Now, for next year, they possibly might be paying us for the show. Do you think this
nigger
will arrive? Do you think he'll arrive on time?
Generic.
Well, on Friday.
There's more chance
like
now.
Like I said to you, on Fridays, if I'm not doing anything relating to making money, I will be here.
But now he's saying you will be making money here. So how you get
you'll get at least 112 rand 80.
That's 80
cents.
I'm within. I will be here for every episode.
Does your bicycle club?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
On the stage, shots were fired. Yeah.
That's the last time we heard Dave Levinson's voice.
Are you guys doing the 947 next year? Are you going to try the August?
That's your bicycle.
You don't even know what the question is now. No. Do you guys use paper straws to save the turtles?
Why would you bring that?
Well, they go.
You do.
I actually have a glass straw.
This is an interesting question because it's part of the way of the world now. You have to start looking after the turtles because turtles don't know what straws are. So they're going into the sea and they're tying themselves in the straw.
Yeah.
This is what's happening.
Dave's very passionate about this. This is a weird time for this to come out. He loves turtles.
Amazing, yeah.
Well, we've got a person.
We have the aquatic lady that listens to our podcast. She runs the aquarium in Cape Town. Name's Michelle. So she's
she doesn't run the aquarium.
She runs the aquarium.
Above the aquarium, there's like a hatchery of all baby fish.
Oh, yeah, she looks after those.
And she feeds them, and she's got like, there's an albino turtle. We called him Eric. There's one turtle.
No wonder you guys would never tell me this thing's name. You just spoke about that white turtle. Okay, yeah, makes sense now. Okay.
One turtle with like one flipper missing. It was like sad to walk around. I started crying. Luckily, I just splashed some water in my face.
Which
I didn't realize was the turtle eggshell. Eggshell of sperm over me.
It's a Friday night. It's a Friday night.
Wednesday. So, Benson, you always look like you're going to say something smart.
Oh, yes, I do.
She just wants to chip in.
We know this.
Who's the smartest?
Because you guys look so chilled. You guys are just like, I'm here. Ready.
No, it's like her mind works overtime all the time.
Go.
Like I'm a constant talker.
All right, go.
Yeah. That's perfect. So with regards to animals, even though a turtle is not an animal.
Well, if you put them on land, they just flap around.
Technically an animal. If it does not speak a language.
Yeah, that's true.
Animal for sure.
My kid was an animal till he was one.
Yeah, okay. I was an animal until I was like five.
Raise charity for animals. So like the SPCA run, we do that.
I did the toy run once.
Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed back.
Why?
Because they had a comedy thing on stage. So it's a massive bunch of, there's all non-bikers. And on that day, it's everyone. You put your teddy bear on the front and off you go. So I had a yellow Vespa, which I called the slippery banana.
Oh, yeah, man colors.
Yeah, it wasn't appropriate because we were raising funds for kids. I'm like, I'm running my slippery banana for the toy run, and they're like, Dave, just stand back. But that's the name of the bike. And then I pointed, there's nothing there.
Who wants to ride on my slippery banana?
That's where it all went pear shaped.
Put down the teddy bear, put the sweets away. Just please leave. Please, thank you.
None of the kids wanted the teddy bear. They're like,
who wants to ride in my VW Kaffir?
Also not allowed to that one.
Shit.
You should Uber to the next
one.
Okay.
Uber. So let's go through.
Cash.
I can't Uber.
Cash, you can use cash.
Oh, gotta walk, son.
Do you think if I was sitting at a restaurant with someone else, do you think I wasn't planning that I wasn't going to pay?
You never know.
Oh, well, my credit card doesn't go. Try this one. And I gave him my, like,
gym membership card.
Gym membership.
Like, swipe this.
Yeah.
They do accept Clicks Club cards.
That's the
and
next
one.
Do you accept the Clicks Club? Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Will there be a second date?
Can I wash dishes? That's the real question.
That was the second date. I thought everything was going to happen.
Damn.
And I got none.
None whatsoever.
No, in the hotel room I had, there was a channel there that was kind of sexy.
Kind of sexy.
They don't have those channels anymore. You have to
pay for
them. Your imagination. Yeah.
I've heard.
CNN.
You had.
No, but they do have a channel and you do have to pay for it.
Really?
I've checked.
Again, on your credit card.
Sun International thing, yeah.
On your credit card.
You just go to reception, you're like, guys, can you please activate?
Oh. And then they announce,
Eric Johnson.
Attention all guests of the hotel.
Yeah, they're
he'll be busy for about 18 minutes in his room.
On your bill when you check out, it's like in bold.
Yeah. And there's a picture. There's a thumbnail picture.
Does it say naughty nuns on safari?
Paid for.
Oh, nuns.
I don't know what it says, man. I've never paid.
I know that you do room. Get you it's do like, get oh, about cool. 12 someone else's room that's even more weird.
They weren't there.
And we just do you just go into random people's rooms and just whack one off? Is that what you
this is awkward.
No, I didn't. I just what you were saying. I was trying to find something on the
that
TV.
Is, that
and
is
then
room
I was like,
service.
Hey, this is
They
gave him a porn gang. He's part of the porn gang, eh?
Oh, then, is there
club?
Gang.
I like porn? I like the club side because you fit the club vibe. It looks like we're a club, man. And we have. As soon as you say gang, someone got done in. There's someone in the boot.
Mm. And I think the thing about South African biking is that it's very different to the rest of the world because we are so diverse.
Because we're hanging around with each other. We don't want to kill each other.
Okay. Because of the diversity.
But also, have you thought about other biking clubs and said to them, like, do you guys come over here? We'll go there. Germany or any other? Have you been contacted? Yeah. Not. Let's do that.
With the rent, like, what is going to be
No,
there?
You go there.
Are they going to pay for us?
Or yes,
pay for
they do. And they'll give you bikes when you
we
get there.
We would love that. We'd be there.
Actually,
tomorrow.
I looked into it. To get a bike over there isn't that expensive because it doesn't take that much space. So you could take a little container, take your own bikes, and go on a little tour. And then come back. So that you plan
to,
it.
It will be cheaper to hire bikes.
Yeah.
If any sponsors are out there, you listening?
Listen, if sponsors are out there, we wouldn't have to do a show next year. We're under the gun here. They're like, the Just Now podcast, you're in the.
They're in the red zone. You're
in the
red
zone at the moment.
They open the same case file at 9 minutes and 13 seconds past.
So what bike do you ride? What is the name of it? Give us the full brand name.
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google it as it happens.
So it's a 2012 Yamaha R6. Mm. Yeah.
That is a 600cc.
And the R6 is what's in my bank account at the moment.
All I get on my person. All the time for the car guy.
Like Rishi says to me, oh, Dave, how can you be poor? I don't know if he talks like that.
I'm going to be honest, it's badass.
Yo. And it's on your little
phone. The internet could be a little better.
It's so nice to have an iPhone. The iPhone 1.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
This is the original.
Even your iPhone went like, why are you Googling stuff? And let me see.
I'm going to put away.
No, that is beautiful. Is yours, what color is yours?
Mine is a gunmetal gray.
Ooh. I think gunmetal gray is better.
Are you allowed to say gun if you're in a club, not a gang?
No, you're allowed.
Club. Club. Not gang, club.
That is beautiful. That is
and Lauren, what do you have, boss lady?
I ride a Suzuki, hence the name Suz Boss Lady.
Oh. You see, I couldn't see that because it goes into your armpit. Yeah. So I only saw Boss Lady.
Boss Lady works for me.
We only saw Boss Lady. Yeah,
but you obviously brand loyal to that. Some from your dad had the bike.
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of repairs, can you fix a Yamaha? Can you fix a Suzuki if something goes wrong? If the chain comes off?
No, you can't. No.
Different parts.
No.
Is your shaft driven or chain?
Chain.
Shaft driven.
Yeah, you
do bikes still get shaft driven?
Oh, very modern bikes do because of the chain. Obviously, thing that can go wrong.
We're learning. We're learning.
Yeah,
and your bike?
Every day.
I don't know.
Cruisers are normally shaft driven. I don't.
What?
I waited for Rochelle to make eye contact with me. He's like, and your bike? Like, nigga, what bike do you drive? I wasn't going to say it.
You got to say nigga. And you, nigga?
Funny.
And you? What do you drive?
What do you ride?
I've got a gig.
What do
I don't,
you ride?
You know what I'm realizing now? I've got a gig on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I don't have money for Uber. I was wondering if the club would come past my house.
You're so hot with your sunshades on. Your future's so bright.
Oh shit.
I want
no, that's Eric's future. He's
no,
so bright.
I don't want to make an announcement because we don't know who listens to this. And we're going to find out. I want you guys to tell people on socials that they can listen to this because it's stored on the big hard drive in Gareth's car.
Where is Gareth?
He's here. He heard you guys were coming. Shat himself, ran out of here. Obviously owes you guys money or you did a gig.
Clearly you guys have some history that we're not aware of.
Yeah. No, why are you guys really here? Because it's not to be on the show. What's the real reason?
I know Benson personally. Yeah. That's
okay. I thought it was an intervention. Like, but Ryan, we just want to tell you.
Never.
Too what? Stop.
This is like Arthur Ashe. Please. No. You're here and stuff. No, but I know her personally.
Big announcement.
We've been talking and stuff, and it's just, you know.
Where do you guys meet?
They interviewed. We met at Dylan Oliphant's one-man show. When was this? 2-3 years ago?
The one he did in the house.
The one that he did at the Space Dot Theater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Theater.
So you're a Dylan Oliphant fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
Well, the only fan.
Wow.
People love him.
Wow.
People love that guy.
He's awesome.
awesome. Yeah. He's really good.
And he listens to the podcast. So, Dylan, that is not a view that I share. I think
you know what, I love Dylan's comedy.
Yeah, you know, Ryan just says the N word.
The problem
every
is, we have a thing. I'm a Liverpool supporter, and he's
why would you want to be a Liverpool?
So it's just become he's so nice to me. Hi. Hi, Dylan. And then it stops.
Man United.
There you go. There you go.
Not this season. Not this season, though.
You're playing on Saturday.
I think I want to watch the game with you on Sunday, not Saturday.
Saturday I'll be pre-game. Sunday. I get in. I do push-ups and I get my Mo Salah wig. It's not racist.
No, it's not.
I don't know what it is, but it's probably racist.
Yeah. If I'm saying it, it's gonna be.
Yeah, it might be a little racist.
But the announcement I want to make. This is almost like a proud uncle.
Go for it.
Our young Eric.
Yes.
Went on a non-social media. He went on a diet.
I've been
social media,
on
so
a
Twitter,
non-social media.
Twitter, Insta, Facebook.
It's more of a don't consume. Just. Post into existence.
Post, okay. So yeah. Get so
like I go
contribute.
In. Yeah, I like type this stuff on my memo pad and
become
then I just copy paste and then
provider,
I don't. Yeah,
a
I don't necessarily scroll through and like things anymore. Okay. I'm just like.
But don't you find that that's Eric's growing up?
Yeah. It's just
like when he started this podcast, he was 12.
Yeah.
Now how old are you?
30. It's been a long, hard 5 years, and I only aged 1 year. No, I'm 23 now. 23 years of age. I started when I was 20.
No wrinkles.
When I was 20.
He's 23, so.
Well, you shouldn't have wrinkles at 23. Yeah. So
do you have a girlfriend now? Because that's why I think you went off social media. Because that's the only time when I'm off social media is when someone goes, "Who's this chick?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Actually, I didn't think of that.
Now you're just swiping left. I'm like, aren't you on Tinder?
I'm on Tinder, but I use my club name.
Cunts.
Bunch of cunts.
Comedians under no supervision.
No, man, but this has been something I've been doing for the longest time because it's also because I've been listening to a different podcast and the problem is you consume so much and what you see is someone else's highlight reel.
Yeah.
And you compare it to your behind the scenes.
So you started providing.
Yeah.
Content.
It's not even providing. I don't even post, man. I think I've posted like twice this week. And this week
I agree. I think it's a very unhealthy
your
modern
rules in terms of safety. Let's go through that because no cell phones, obviously, on a bike.
Yeah, that would be.
Do you have them in your helmet? You have. Don't even chat. Okay, you got to concentrate and drive.
You can.
Some of the ladies
helmets.
Listen to music.
Concentrate and ride.
No, I drive on my bike because you know what I do? I drive for everyone else. If I'm on my when I was on my bike before it got stolen, I used to ride 70 meters in front of me. What's this cunt going to do? That was in my mind. I'm sorry to swear, but I used to always watch a guy, and I knew this guy next to me, I'm like, this guy's going
to
turn.
Yeah.
Then I'd back off or speed up.
You're
riding 4 kilometers front and sides because you watch it, they don't see you.
No.
Yeah, and your correction
but
time
if you
on
do,
the road
yeah,
is
it's called what's
called
predictive driving or something. It's riding. You've got it.
Right.
Just
yeah.
to stay
you
alive.
You've got to ride for everybody that's around you.
Yeah. And behind you. Because it's everybody.
Yeah, because that's... I know bikes may be innately dangerous, I suppose, because you're not protected by the outside of a car.
That's the point
I want to make is it's more the other people on the road. There's been tons of times, and also, but sometimes bikers aren't exactly like savvy to how they need to behave on the road because
it's not a biking club. You'll find us often it's a delivery bike.
Yeah.
I see bike accidents, delivery bike. Because the guys will come out of the garage, put their petrol in, and think, I've got my petrol now, I can go. You still got to look.
Yeah.
It's almost like when you finish with your GPS.
A lot of the delivery bikes riders are not geared properly as well.
That thing will come off the impact. People don't realize it'll come off even in a small bumper bash and that helmet will come off.
Okay.
So safety is a massive thing for you.
Last Friday I was driving home on the highway.
Your Honor.
I was in a car.
Yes.
I was in a car on a seat.
Okay.
And
And what did you see?
And so there was obviously someone in a car behaving like an asshole, and there was a guy on a bike and he drove past and punched a rearview mirror. I think it was
the biker.
Yeah, broke it, shattered.
I did. There was a lady on Rivonia who gave me grief. I kept trying to get a gap. This bucky kept on opening up and tried to give me a gap. I was lane splitting going between the cars, and she just wouldn't allow me. Just wouldn't allow me. She kept cutting me off. So the fourth time, I picked up on her trend, and I forced my way through, and I went through. But I was upset with her, so I stopped my bike, switched it off, took out my keys, and I went to a window. She moved
not a gang, though. Just again. Not a gang. Not a gang. She's a criminal. By herself. So what did you say to her? Excuse me.
Right.
I would shit myself.
Those words.
One of the nuns came up to my window.
I used real nun words.
You know what's nice? Is that's when I'll actually start becoming religious. So you guys do a lot for Jesus. Actually, people start praying.
as they see Benson coming through the window.
I was going to say, you're wearing the
Jesus, if you get me through this with this crazy woman.
I don't think she's going to pray for me. Yeah.
So you guys actually should tell him you do a lot for religion.
No, yeah, we do. But, I mean, a lot of people don't know that we're females on a bike.
Because you got two helmets. And
you know, unless you have long hair sticking out.
No, but even I had the point. I had the ponytail slapped on with some gaffer tape.
Gaffer.
There we go.
So what happened? How did it turn out? Did she pee in her pants?
Oh, she throw I the think helmet. She did. Oh. And she showed me her...
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. She prayed.
Some hands. She was like, please,
did she
Jesus.
Did do the
and
fingers? Where's Sam?
And then I showed her...
Your fists.
Yeah.
Did you really?
That would be really
she's
did.
Dead.
Did you fuck her up?
I really did. And no, she tried didn't. To escape through traffic, and I followed her.
I went to her kid's school, and I sent a message.
I know where she lives. Like, I know she eats for breakfast.
You've got some tattoos.
I supply
her
with medication.
You've got some tattoos. Thing. Like, you look like the softest one. You pick flowers for the club. And
yes,
the
I is.
And yet you're the most hardcore one.
Yes. Looks so deceiving, eh?
I'm so sorry that I misjudged
she's
you.
She's badass.
You know what? From now on, I'll let bikers through, walkers.
Yes.
Anyone. You want to come in front of me?
Yeah. Do what you have to. Do the thing.
Yeah.
Road I think rage people is also just horrible, get upset because bikers get home quicker.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the thing. And that's the reason why they cut bikers off because of that. And it's
just cheaper. It's not.
Yeah, like you said, the riding on the thing is actually allowed to do it because you alleviate traffic and you go. But people changing lanes and not looking. I have done it before. I had my indicator on, and just in the corner of my eye, saw a bike. And I
was having a few times, like close.
I get thanked by bikers because I'll see a guy coming in, and I'll move out the way.
I feel cool. When I give a little thumbs up from a biker, I'm like, I'm badass.
Have you ever got home?
It could have been one of us.
It was a BMW, a big one of those big, the traveler ones, the ones with a big metal box at the back. Where he obviously had the body parts of the people that he's killed.
Previous people who have cut him off.
Well, he was going to hospital with. I had that. I wanted to put that on my side of my car.
Like medical.
Human remains in transit, and then people just let you through.
But you must remember, people that are riding bikes, there's doctors, lawyers.
Yes.
There's
various professions.
Different professions in there that's riding. So.
What do you do?
You might need
what do you do, Miguel?
I'm
we still need you, man. We still need
what
you.
What do you do at agency? Do you know Clockwork Media? Say no.
No.
You know what they do all the time. You know why you don't know them?
Because it was partying.
Fucking party.
Because they're here in tennis outfits. Yeah.
Well, if you want a party, you phone Clockwork Media.
Just come on a Friday. We're partying. Just come on a Friday.
So we have to run. So you're in advertising. Let's call that. And then does the biking take up a lot of time? So they're saying, well, she's not here at work today. She's
no,
on the rally.
Part of the club. She's doing
a rally is on a Friday, so you choose your rallies throughout the year. Then you know which day. So
and which, where's the best place to ride? Like, obviously, the East Coast and down that way, Nisner over there. Where's the best place? Or your Karoo? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Like the Bourbon
between the mountains and stuff. That sounds nice. Yeah.
Two of my friends are massive bikers. They belong to like a Durban club, the Outlaws or something. I can't remember. Him and his wife are big. But they're also in that club. So he's been an honorary member for years and years and years. And he also, that drive, Vauxhall Bourbon, Pilgrim's Rest, that way. But then they went through and it's just like the middle of winter and they all froze.
Yeah, we went to the middle of summer though.
Oh, they have a rally, Paradise Rally. And it's quite cold there.
Hail.
Last year.
So what's the rule with hail? Do you stop riding?
No, you ride.
Go through.
Yeah. If there's a bridge, stop under a bridge.
Okay. Live your best life. Surely by doing that, you want to live.
No, but hail will hit.
Stop under a bridge.
Yes. We were in Dublin last year and on our way back, we had like four seasons in one day in a couple of hours. We
I'm trying to choose the most hardcore song here so we can close the show. I've got nothing.
Yeah, they just told us they ran through hail. I don't give a fuck. Hail's scared of them. That's what they're trying to say.
King Kunta.
Right,
that's the
it.
One.
I got it.
That's the one.
You have to got it. But then we got. And so you, Suzuki, what is the CCs? What's the make?
GSX
color?
R750. It's Aish. Blue now.
Google.
It was pink.
GSX R750.
Yes, that's
nice.
All right, a Kawasaki ZX10.
So you kind of, the brands are sort of spread widely there, and sort of Japanese.
Mm.
Yeah,
do you have any Japanese ladies driving for you? Who can
no, they're actually waiting to join us.
It's a waiting list.
Cool, and the other thing is, we're the first registered female club in South Africa.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Only female club. Female
but now, if there was a rival female club, I'm thinking maybe you're going to fuck them up.
We don't do rivals.
Possibly.
No. Are there any mixed clubs? Like, are there any clubs that have
women? Yeah, there were no mixed.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but I meant like...
Lots of clubs okay. are mixed. Yeah. We decided that...
You
we
just want to break away and have a ladies only.
No, we decided that we...
No, the clubs...
You ain't having none of that shit.
The clubs exactly. that we, the clubs that we were associated with was all male clubs.
Okay.
Where they didn't allow females.
Oh, I see.
And they all got wives. And their wives are problems. Exactly.
So that's right. So you're joining... You in the club that just bark and have fun and do things. And then straight away it's seen as a fish.
Exactly.
I get it.
So it's like... We live in our best life. We're doing what we want to do. So if you're threatened by it, don't put
my friend won't let her. She won't let her husband wear nice smelling cologne.
Yeah.
Because she said it attracts hoes.
That's very woke. In 2018, women are hating on other women.
What brand is this for?
Wants her husband.
X.
Hugo Boss.
You get a bath in it every morning.
Oh, you want it?
No, I just want to put the
Hugo Boss attracts hoes. Oh, shit.
But you smell of leather all the time. So
you must smell nice.
Smell of leather all the time.
You have to smell nice.
No, but she said not allowed. He must wear like the ones from Clicks. Within like it's called.
It also smells nice.
Bostonian.
Yeah.
So what happens? What cologne does he have to wear to work?
He just wears. No, he's not allowed to wear anything at work. He must just smell pheromones and fucking sweat.
Oh, that she always smells pheromones.
But that would attract attracts a mate.
Yeah, that's not a relationship. That's a mate.
You're taking it to the primal level now.
You're not out here to come and take your husband.
Are you a hoe? I am a mate. I smelt you from across the road.
She just rocked up with a club.
Yeah.
Stitch you over there. I'm just dragging you through the mall. It's like, yeah, this is mine. I'm keeping this.
Hi, I'm Benson.
Hey, have you got a partner in your life that gets jealous of you? And you?
They all get jealous. I think it's either side.
That's a no, yes, yes, no.
That's true. You know what? Even if you join, but I'm only with the ladies. Like, I don't care. I don't like Benson.
Yeah. And you don't know why you don't like Benson, but you don't
just
like Benson.
Just something about the way her pheromones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to Benson.
smells the pheromones. We've got ladies that are married with kids. We're family orientated. No. So.
Well, that's what I liked about it. When I was a kid, Murray Park always had bikers who'd come there for their brides. And it was never intimidating. In fact, you were welcomed into it, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Look, it's spring, so after a few brandy and cokes, there was a fight. It was normally a husband and wife.
Brandy, yeah.
It was never
brandy.
Other one.
Oh, you see husband and wife.
Yeah, it was never outside fight. We're going to fight. It was like they arrived, they loved each other. Now they have to leave together.
Vinegar and juice, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then obviously safety, no drinking. You don't even allow, if a person has been, if you've seen it at the day, at what do you call them, the day trips.
Now the day trips, there are a lot of people that do consume alcohol.
You gotta know your limits.
You have to know your limits, and it's I think up to your friends or your
president
of your club.
Yeah.
Cool. So they can do take charge and say, listen, there's a trailer.
Yeah.
You're Ubering.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
No, yes. We don't Uber.
Because you also don't want a pillion on the back that's being pissed though.
No.
Because that's also the thing. They're not leaning in with you. They're trying to talk to everyone and wave at people and do selfies.
Yeah.
Get your drunk ass off my back.
I actually don't own a car. I just own a bike.
That lady didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I mean, when it rains,
I've got to wrap you up.
It pours.
And on that bombshell,
guys, we're going to do a photo outside here, and we're going to chat about this, and we're going to talk about lifts to
cunts and nuns.
Cunts and nuns. Ron, thank you. Say goodbye to the people.
Bye, everyone. Have a good Christmas and New Year's. If we don't,
this is our last one. Yeah. We might not see you next year, depending on how Cliff Central feel about us.
Yeah.
Tell us your real name and say goodbye.
My name is Rochelle, the nigger.
Yes.
There we go.
Hi, guys. Happy holidays.
Awesome.
Lauren, happy Christmas. Safe journeys over the festive season. And thank you guys for having us. Saz Boss Lady.
And
this is Rizia, a.k.a. Benson. Please watch out for bikers this December and have an amazing
Like, really watch out, especially if they're from the nuns. They will teach you about Jesus in 4 seconds.
For all our brothers and sisters.
Ryan's going to shine some helmets. My name is Dave Levinson. This has been Just Now Podcast.
My name is Eric Janssen. And as usual, we might just see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.